Section 6. Roadway Management. On the road, situations change constantly. As a responsible rider, you know how important it is to be in full control of the motorcycle. A responsible rider knows that good road management starts with knowledge and practice of SEE. Crash avoidance. No matter how careful you are, there will be times when you find yourself in a difficult spot. Your chances of avoiding a crash and possible injury will depend on your ability to react quickly and properly. Two critical crash avoidance skills you will need to learn and practice are stopping quickly and swerving. Stopping quickly. Stopping a motorcycle quickly and safely is a skill that requires a lot of practice. This is accomplished by applying controlled pressure to both the front and rear brakes at the same time without locking either wheel. To do this, squeeze the front brake lever and apply pressure to the rear brake pedal at the same time. Do not apply maximum pressure to the front brake lever and rear brake pedal all at once. Gradually increase pressure to the front brake lever as weight is transferred forward to the front tire. Keep your knees against the tank and your eyes up, looking well ahead. Good riding posture will help you stop the motorcycle in a straight line. If the front wheel locks up, release pressure on the front brake lever to get the tire rolling, then immediately reapply with controlled gradual pressure. If the rear wheel locks up, keep it locked until you have come to a complete stop. Maintain pressure on the rear brake pedal and keep your knees against the tank and your eyes up. You can still bring the motorcycle to a controlled stop in a straight line if the rear wheel locks up. Stopping quickly in a curve. If you must stop quickly while turning or riding in a curve, the best technique is to straighten the motorcycle, square the handlebars and then stop. There may be conditions that do not allow straightening first, such as running off the road in a left-hand curve or dealing with oncoming traffic in a right-hand curve. In such situations, apply the brakes smoothly and gradually. As you slow, you can reduce your lean angle and apply more brake pressure until the motorcycle is straight and maximum brake pressure is possible. You should straighten the handlebars in the last few feet of stopping. The motorcycle should then be straight up. Anti-lock braking systems, ABS. Some motorcycles use this technology to prevent wheel lockup. If your motorcycle is equipped with anti-lock brakes, apply maximum pressure on both the front and rear brakes as quickly and firmly as you can. You may feel a pulsation in the brakes. Continue to hold brake pressure until you have completely stopped. Handling skids. Sometimes a skid cannot be avoided. Here's what to do. Front wheel skids. If the front wheel locks, release the front brake immediately and completely. Reapply the brake smoothly. Front wheel skids result in immediate loss of steering control and balance. Failure to fully release the brake lever immediately will result in a crash. Rear wheel skids. A skidding rear wheel is a dangerous condition, caused by too much rear brake pressure, which can result in a violent crash and serious injury or death. If the rear wheel is skidding, keep the rear brakes applied and the front tire pointed straight ahead, until you have come to a complete stop. Do not release the rear brake. Swerving. Swerving to avoid a crash may be appropriate if stopping isn't a solution. A swerve is any sudden change in direction. Be sure you have enough time and space to swerve. It can be two quick turns, or a rapid shift to the side. To swerve, apply firm pressure to the handgrip located on the side you want to turn. This will cause the motorcycle to lean quickly. The sharper the turn, the more the motorcycle must lean. Press on the opposite handgrip once you clear the obstacle to return to your original direction of travel. Keep your body upright and allow the motorcycle to lean in the direction of the turn while keeping your knees against the tank and your feet solidly on the footrests. If braking is required, separate it from swerving. Brake before or after, never while swerving. Cornering. Many crash-involved riders enter curves too fast and are unable to complete the curve. Although every curve is different, the basic cornering procedure, slow, look, press, roll, applies to all curves. Your best path in a curve depends on traffic, road conditions, and curve of the road. If traffic is present, Move to the center of your lane before entering a curve, and stay there until you exit. This permits you to spot approaching traffic, adjust for traffic crowding the center line, and debris blocking part of your lane. If no traffic is present, start at the outside of a curve to increase your line of sight. As you turn, move toward the inside of the curve, and as you pass the center, move to the outside to exit. This will create a straighter line through the curve. Be alert to whether a curve remains constant, gradually widens, gets tighter, or involves multiple curves. Ride within your skill level and posted speed limits. Choose a path of travel that creates a straighter line through the curve as long as traffic permits.